Chapter 22. Prax, Orbital. Zerberin stood at the viewport of Palimedes' starboard observation gallery, a hand's width from his own dead-eyed reflection, and forced himself to watch the planet die. Grey-brown continents and green seas were now wreathed in smoky black. The stratosphere had already burnt off as surface temperatures passed 100 Celsius and carried on climbing. The thin band of residual atmosphere stuck to the riven crust like tar. A hex-like grid of magmic fractures smouldered through the pall, fault lines, the crust splitting, less a world now than rocky islands floating apart from one another on a molten sea. Bouts of volcanism racked the major continents on which mountains still stood, each an event of epochal destruction rendered into a non-event by the periodic eruptions that ejected billions of tons of mantle into orbital space. A glowing cloud shrouded the planet. Metals, minerals, void ship fragments, churned by its 100,000 kilometers per hour flight and its own increasingly erratic spin. Its nickel-iron core was destabilizing. Magnetic distortions caused rocky accretions to blast apart at random, like targets on a practice range, and sent the massive Ork container ships caught up in the destruction, spiraling between orbits with plasma tails streaming in their wake. Calcator had spared no detail of the likely progression. Had he not been as forthcoming, then Zerberin would have insisted. The planet cracker had been fired directly into the planet's mantle through a kilometers-long shaft sunk 1,000 years before for this sole purpose. From there, the warhead had slowed, drilling through a further 1,000 kilometers of semi-molten rock to its long-programmed detonation site at the interstitial layer between core and mantle. Within that narrow variance of pressure and density, it had detonated. Zerberin had never devoted much prior thought to the complete destruction of a planetary body, but he could see that it had been enacted with a ruthlessness and a precision of detail the equal of anything that he could have brought to the task. A detonation within the core itself would only have wrecked the world's magnetosphere, rendering it uninhabitable for decades, while at a shallower site in the mantle, the resultant tectonic recoil would have been a slap on the wrist compared to what was taking place now. The boundary layer. It had to be there, and it had taken exactly the 30 minutes that Calcator had said it would. The core's greater density reflected the seismic shockwaves back upwards like sunlight hitting an ocean's waves. The effect on the surface was cataclysmic. Tremors had become quakes, and quakes upheavals that tore the world asunder, crust and core between them amplifying the seismic waves and rebounding them, until the entire globe rang like a bell, and the crust was a shattered ruin. That was what Zerberin was watching now, the penultimate phase. He wondered how many souls had been on Prax. 10 billion? 100 billion? It was the one variable amongst the specifics of time and forces, and it ate at him. "Back from me, abomination!" he snarled, kicking back with a stump of his leg. The servile construct, screwed back on its single caterpillar track, trailing the measuring tape with which it had been sizing his foot for prosthesis. Its head was a small human skull, with a parchment covering of mummified flesh, suspended over a whining motive unit by an articulated metal spine. Its ears were large, encouraged to grow along a cartilage matrix the better to receive spoken commands. Its eyelids had been removed, its mouth stapled shut. It stared at him blankly until Zerberin, unnerved by the emptiness he saw reflected in its eyes, turned back to the viewport. With half his weight on an iron crutch, he allowed the servitor to return to fuss about his foot as if nothing had transpired. "My apothecaries could furnish you with an augmetic far superior to anything your own might have access to," said Calcator. Zerberin chose not to reply. Bad enough to have been picked up by the traitor's gunships in the first place. "I will think about it, but not now. Does watching make it better or worse? It is an act of penance." He could feel the warsmith's sneer. It had a vibration all of its own that carried it across the rigorously atmosphere-controlled viewing gallery. One day, Calcator, one day you and I will be called to account for every life we destroyed here today. Not destroyed, little cousin. Sacrificed. In absolute silence, a flash of amber light rose up from the planet's core and engulfed it. It happened in a split second. Zurbarin grunted, eyes narrowing against the sudden, short-lived glare. By the time his vision recovered, Prax was gone, a fading red stain on his retinas. Sacrificed for the Imperium. He hoped that the reward would be worth it.